You know, I'm not a religious person by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm beginning to think there is a God, and she loves Donald Trump because it is swinging his way better than you can imagine. The Washington case, remember that January 6th thing? Well, the Supreme Court's going to be dealing with the issue of immunity, so that could, who knows when that's going to see the light of day. Then we've got that horrible documents case in Florida. That's on hold permanently because of Jack Smith doing whatever the hell he did. Then you've got this horrid case in Lower Manhattan. Speaking of Fannie, interesting pun there. Stinky Saddles, or whatever her name is, Stormy Daniels, Storm Sewers, or whatever her name is, she basically could have, through this testimony of hers, could have completely reversed that and may have inspired at least one juror to say, screw this, I'm voting for Trump, giving a mistrial. And now we find out this best news. I mean, well, not the best, but some of the best. A Georgia appellate court agreed today to consider an appeal from the defense and he's always president, Trump's racketeering case, over the trial judge McAfee's ruling that allowed Fannie Willis to remain on the case despite revelations that she had a romantic relationship with her special prosecutor and special dude, the garage door lover himself, Mr. Nathan Wade, who, by the way, just appeared on ABC for reasons that I have no earthly idea. Now, in March, you might remember in March, Scott McAfee, the Fulton County Superior Court, issued a ruling and declared that Willis could stay on the case if her one-time paramour and special guy, then special prosecutor, Nathan Wade, if he stepped down. Now, defense attorneys and defense lawyers are arguing that Willis should have been disqualified due to an incurable conflict of interest in the case and for basically engaging in what is called forensic misconduct. I'm not so sure about both of those. I just think she's a perjurer. And if that's not good enough reason, I don't know what is. But hey, look, I'll take it. Now, immediately on Wednesday, the Court of Appeals of the state of Georgia gave the go ahead, the attaboy, let's go, for a defense appeal. Now, decision, this is an interlocutory appeal. The decision by the court will likely delay the case against Trump and more than about a dozen or so co-defendants. And it says as follows, Steve Sadow, the Sadow knows, the Georgia Court of Appeals has granted President Trump's application for interlocutory appeal from the trial court's order refusing to disqualify Fulton County DA Fannie Willis. Now, as you know, lover boy, the garage door lover, Mr. Wade, stepped down in March shortly after Judge McAfee's finding. And he, of course, this was Judge McAfee, criticized Fannie for, quote, a tremendous lapse in judgment. A tremendous lapse in judgment. And he further suggested that Wade's inaccurate divorce, try lying, but his amended divorce filings and pleadings and the like, quote, indicates a willingness on his part to wrongly conceal his relationship with the district attorney. This was what he wrote in his case. He also says that there is an odor of mendacity that remains, a funk of lies. Now, this revelation that was known to everybody regarding Fannie and Nathan's relationship really did a lot to basically destroy the case, derail it, and put it into some serious jeopardy earlier this year. Now, Ashley Merchant, who, by the way, was superb, this is a defense lawyer for Michael Roman, filed a motion in January accusing Willis of hiring her lover and calling for her and him and the whole lot to be disqualified. Natalie Merchant alleged repeatedly in a brilliant series of statements that Fannie and Nathan made about $700,000 during this time. Think about part-time work as special prosecutor. And he, in return, this is kind of interesting, repaid, or paid rather, for lavish vacations, lavish stays, lavish and expensive trips abroad during their torrid relationship. Fanny also acknowledged her relationship with Loverboy in a February court filing, but she called the allegations against her meritless, because she is the queen of audacity, the queen of I could do whatever the hell I want. She's arrogant. Now, during hearings in February, the lovers claimed they split the vacation expenses, and Fanny said she paid Wade back in cash that she had laying around, $20,000, $30,000. She keeps cash because black folks keep cash, according to her father. It's a black thing, Your Honor. It's a black thing. We keep cash. Oodles, what's she working about? $8.5 million? We never got to the bottom of that one. And they both said that their relationship began in 2022 after he hired her. But they said, no, cell phone records, and everybody else showed this, including Mr. Bradley and others. So the delay in the racketeering case, just saying that, comes a day, this is so beautiful, after the classified documents case in Florida was postponed indefinitely. The Trump's January 6th case is also on pause. And the hush money case in Manhattan, with Skankerilla, with the Dusty Saddles. Oh, it's horrible. So the case against the greatest president in my lifetime could be the only one that gets to trial before the 2024 election. This is the one in New York. So this is the greatest day ever. And remember one thing. This probably would have been precipitated, or was most likely precipitated, and certainly not helped by the fact that Nathan decides he's going to go on TV and with that look, like he's passing a painful bezoar, like he's, you know, office romances are as common as apple pie or something like that. It happens, and I can't see why mine. Because he's in pain. By my love, it's not about your love, you schmuck. That's not the issue. But the bottom line, I'm telling you right now, it's not that they were stupping, doing the nasty, anything along those lines. No! It's the lying to the judge, lying to the court, and his potential lying in his divorce case. We're talking perjury. Oh, and also, don't forget, witness tampering with Mr. Bradley, who basically had Fanny says, you know you don't have to say anything, right? You know they're after us, right? I mean, this goes on. Believe me, obstruction of justice, witness tampering, lying, perjury. They are up to their necks. And it couldn't happen to a better people because I despise the arrogance. And this was her chance. This was her chance because remember, the first one who gets Trump gets a federal judgeship or some type of a, who knows, Supreme Court, something big. This, let me tell you something. The woke radical lefties, they pay up for their bounty, okay? So this thing is over. So this is done. Alvin Bragg could be history. Colangelo may be history. Biden's history. The whole group. And Trump, triumphant. This man, as I hold the totemic reference to this great man, what he will have pulled off, and let's just leave it right there. Let's don't say it too obviously. All right, dear friends, thank you so much. Now, do me a favor. I need something from you. Listen to me, quick. You gotta subscribe to this channel. You gotta subscribe to the channel, and you've got to make sure, and this is critical, you gotta subscribe, and you've got to make sure that you like the video, because these algorithms are critical. So like it, subscribe, and hit that little bell so you're notified of live streams and the like. And please, in the comment section, comment as you see fit.